You guys, I have already recorded this episode. Not only that, I've already posted it on Spotify. And then I woke up this morning and I was just like listening to it. And I didn't realize that this is not it. This is not the way that I want this podcast to go. That episode was so choppy. And I came to the conclusion that it's not the type of conversation that I want to have. I want this platform to be intimate enough to where I can just like mess up, I can mispronounce words, I can go off tangent, and I don't have to filter myself, I don't have to cut those things out, because this is just like my brain on tape. And I think I had to waste my time on that first episode, which is really frustrating to me. And so it was a learning curve, right? I did it, I didn't love it. Here we are, March 1st, Monday. I feel excited and hopeful. I also feel a little stressed out. If I do end up going off on a tangent, if I do end up mispronouncing words, that's so human. And that's what we do when we're talking with friends. And I want to be able to push myself enough to like accept that and just be raw on this episode and really feel like I'm talking to a friend so that I can open up more. Because that's what happened with the last one. It was so choppy and I got way too much in my head about it. So here we are. I'm so excited. I just had my coffee. I'm sitting in my movie room. It's like a second bedroom that we didn't know what to do with it because it was so tiny. So we turned it into a little theater, which honestly saved me during this pandemic because I freaking love movies and TV shows. I'm such a homebody. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about jealousy. And this is one of the topics that I was doing on my little Instagram story Q&As that got the most amount of responses. I think I got over like 300 DMs. I had an answer that I think really resonated with a lot of people. And I don't want to take credit for it because the day that I got the question about jealousy was actually the same day that I had listened to a podcast by one of my favorite people. Her name is Kara Lowenheil, and she has a podcast on Fuck Your Brain. It has changed my life. Like, seriously, if there's one person that I would just love to meet, have coffee with, and like walk around New York, it would be Kara. Something about her energy is so calming. You can tell that she is confident in her answers, but she also doesn't make it a big deal to where it feels like you're never going to get through this. Like, she kind of laughs at certain things and makes you feel like, okay, you know what? This is just a part of what we call life and you're going to get through it and everything's going to be okay. And I think that I found her podcast at like a very pivotal point in my therapy. I had been in therapy for like 7 months at that point, and I was starting to feel like I was kind of beating a dead horse. I had learned all the things that I had to learn, but I still wasn't able to fully implement it. I still wasn't able to live through the eyes of like everything that I've learned in therapy. And I hope that that makes sense. But what I mean by that is like, I knew all the coping mechanisms. I had enough self-awareness to realize when my anxiety was taking over and when I was acting on it, but I didn't have full control over those types of reactions. And so I think finding her podcast kind of was a nail in my coffin for anxiety, because she taught me about thought work. And I had listened to that podcast on jealousy, and she made this comparison, which I'll talk about in a second, but it blew my mind. I was like, holy shit, this all makes sense. So the question said, while in a relationship, do you get jealous of other women and do you compare yourself to them? And I ended up answering, I'll actually go ahead and read it for you because I don't want to mess this up, but I said, here's something that blew my mind about jealousy that I recently learned. Jealousy is a feeling that's caused by your thoughts that you get when you have something or someone and you're afraid that it or he/she will get taken away from you. On top of that, you subconsciously believe that if it does get taken away from you, it's because you weren't good enough and someone else was better. The last layer to this, and the reason that jealousy feels so intense, is because you think that you really need this person in order to be happy and in order to feel worthy. This is why confident people are less likely to experience jealousy. It's because their own self-worth isn't tied to another person. They already feel good enough, so they don't think that they will lose that person or thing based on their own self-proclaimed inadequacy. If someone had come up to you and said like, hey, I really like your boyfriend, I wish that he was mine, or I really like your girlfriend, I wish that I could date her, you would most likely feel something, right? And I think that jealousy is kind of on a spectrum. Certain people experience it very intensely and others not so much, but you would still feel some type of way about it. At the same time, if someone comes up to you and says, hey, I really like your hair, I wish that I had it, you would only take it as a compliment. There's almost no other way that you would take it. You wouldn't feel threatened. You wouldn't feel like it could get taken away from you because it is literally growing on your hair, on your head. Sorry. I think a lot of people that experience jealousy often think that like, if they can get their partner to stop doing X, Y, and Z, that they'll feel better. And there's so many things that are wrong with looking at it that way, because not only are you giving power to someone else and giving power to their actions in order to make you feel better, on top of that, you're taking away someone's autonomy. I read something this morning that I thought was so great, and I took a screenshot of it. It's so important to have a partner who encourages you to be your most authentic self. You enjoy going out, go have fun. You enjoy being alone, I'll give you the space that you need. No resentment, no manipulation, no grudges. A partner who helps you get and stay free is key. And I was like, holy shit, that is so true. So when you think like, okay, I'm gonna get my boyfriend or girlfriend to stop talking to this person and then I'll feel better, you're taking away their, I guess, decision on that. And that's where I think lines get so blurred and why you start to build resentment against each other. It's not worth it. If you get broken up with because they had found someone else, what you're really afraid of is that your brain is going to turn on itself and you're going to cause yourself pain because you're going to feel inadequate. You're going to feel not good enough. And you won't be able to look at it from a different perspective and think, hey, maybe this really wasn't meant to be. Maybe there's something better for me, and also there's something better for them out there. You're going to take it so personally. And it's not your fault that you do that. I think that we are not taught how to really process our emotions. And a lot of what society teaches you is to internalize everything. And especially if you are a sensitive person, which I am, I'll be the first to admit it. I am a very sensitive person and I used to take everything personally. And that's a whole other thing that we can get into later. I think a lot of that is really dependent on your childhood and how you grew up, whether or not you had two parents who validated your emotions, who gave you the space to be who you are, who taught you that you are worthy of love, and who consistently gave you that love. If you had all of that, you're more likely to be able to process your emotions and realize that you are worthy of love regardless. Because if you have self-love and if you really feel like, you know what, I am worthy of love and I love myself enough, you'll be able to accept love so much easier from other people. You won't be so worried that this love is going to leave you or that person is going to leave you because you'll feel good enough already. And on top of that, you also know that sometimes things happen. Sometimes, not even sometimes, a lot of the times relationships fall apart and it's not your fault. It's not, I mean, it could be your fault, right? It could definitely be your fault. But what I mean by that is I do this as well. I internalize everything. I think that everything is my fault. And what I'm really afraid of is that my brain is going to cause me a lot of pain from what someone else does, someone else's actions. And what I've learned in therapy is like, you shouldn't give anyone the power to control how you feel about yourself. I think if you heal that part of you, if you heal the part of you that feels unsteady, if you can just give yourself that, it's so cliche, if you can love yourself enough, then what someone else does won't really affect you and you'll really be able to see the situation for what it is. Yeah, and I think jealousy goes way beyond just romantic relationships. I think that you can be jealous of like your best friend developing a close friendship with someone else. You could be jealous of like a coworker. I mean, there's so many different scenarios, but it's always kind of the same thing. It always comes back to you're scared of how you're going to feel based on what you think of yourself. And you think that those people's actions are really going to validate your worst fears about yourself. And by the way, I'm only talking about healthy relationships here. I'm talking about where your partner has never given you a reason not to trust them. It's really within you. The solution to the problem is within you. Whereas if your boyfriend or girlfriend is doing things that are questionable and are making you feel rightfully so not safe in a relationship, then that's a whole different story. And I think if you're honest with yourself, you'll easily be able to tell whether it's really a problem and your partner is doing something that is crossing your boundary, or if it's something internal and it's getting triggered within you. I don't know why podcast is, or even like recording this podcast is so much more intimidating for me. Like I swear the first 5 minutes of this, I was like shaking, and I don't know why, because I wouldn't be if I was talking to a friend. But I think it's going to take me a little bit of time to get more comfortable, especially because I'm worried about talking about topics that I'm not qualified to talk about. And I don't want you guys to, I don't know, I don't want to give wrong advice. I don't want to send someone in the wrong direction, but I'm just hoping that this podcast like either makes you think about something that you haven't thought about before, gives you a different perspective, maybe gives you just entertainment on like a long walk. I freaking love listening to podcasts on a long walk. That's like how I got into it. Also, another podcast that I love to listen to is Lexi. I'm just like, everything about her voice and who she is as a person. Also, since it's the start of a new month, I asked you guys on Instagram what your new intentions were, because I was trying to think of some for myself. And I just want to read these off because these are so great. Be confident, love lightly, dream big, and have fun. I love that. To be kinder to myself. And there was like so many of these. Yes, we love that as well. To find a new and fulfilling job. Girl, I am rooting for you. Building a good relationship with food. Yes. Oh, I cannot wait to talk about this on this podcast. I think that's going to be such an intimate episode. We're going to talk about binging and indigestion issues and all the things that I've already talked about on YouTube, but I swear to you, I feel like there's this layer that I still haven't fully, even after like 5 or 6 years of YouTube, I still haven't fully peeled off. There are still things that I have not shared with you guys that I'm scared or embarrassed. I don't really know. I'm not sure what it is, but I think I'm going to get through it. I think I'm going to break through that wall on this podcast. I'm almost positive of it. Ooh, I like this one a lot. Learning to press reset at any given time. Yes, this is such a good one. Oh, I think I struggle with this myself so much. I'm always like, okay, on Monday, in the new month, in the new year, in the new whatever, I will reset. But it's like, you know what? You should be able to reset at any point. If you're having a bad day or if you're having a bad moment, honestly, just trying to tune in my emotions more often and practice self-love. Yes, I cannot wait to talk about self-love on this podcast, because I think a lot of the times it's very glamorized. You think of like bubble baths and face masks and Sex and the City, and I'm all about that. I do think that that is a part of self-love, but I also think like the hard shit is as well. Therapy, for example, is a form of self-love that is very painful, and it is not glamorous. Like, man, I've had so many therapy sessions where I was just bawling my eyes out because I was thinking back about my past and my move to the US at 10 years old and all the things that I went through, and how, I don't know, that's a whole other podcast episode. But I actually was hanging out with a few friends yesterday, and we were playing this game, and we had an interesting question that we all had to answer. It was like a very intimate game, which I think that it's such a good way to get to know people, but you also have to be very vulnerable. But anyway, the question was, what has been something that you've had to unlearn recently? And what I said was, just because I don't have a close relationship with certain men in my life that I would like to, and that I think I needed as a kid, doesn't mean that all men are like that, and doesn't mean that all men will leave and that I won't be good enough. And I think that that really ties into this episode, because that affected me for the rest of my life. That sort of mindset, feeling like people leaving was because of me, that outlook really dictated the way that I lived my life for a long time. Wow, we talked about a lot of things in this podcast. This is way different than the other one, you guys. I hope that some of you are able to listen to that one. And if you have, just let me know. I'm not sure how you can like comment or whatever, but if you have an Instagram, please let me know, because this is way different. I didn't expect to talk about all these things. Anyway, though, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And thanks for giving me the space to be vulnerable and to be able to talk about topics like this. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you in the next one.